It was hard not to feel contemptuous of Emmon Frey. He had arrived at Casterly Rock in his 14th year to wed a lioness half his age. Tyrion used to say that Lord Tywin had given him a nervous belly for a wedding gift. Jenna has played her part as well. Jaime remembered many a feast where Emmon sat poking at his food sullenly whilst his wife made ribald jests with whatever household knight had been seated to her left, their conversation punctuated by loud bursts of laughter. She gave Frey 4 sons, to be sure. At least, she says they are his. No one in Casterly Rock had the courage to suggest otherwise, least of all Sir Emmon. No sooner was he gone than his lady wife rolled her eyes. "My lord and master, what was your father thinking, to name him Lord of Riverrun? I imagine he was thinking of your sons. I think of them as well. Em will make a wretched lord. Ty may do better, if he has the sense to learn from me and not his father." She looked about the tent. "Do you have wine?" Jaime found a flagon and poured for her one-handed. "Why are you here, my lady? You should have remained at Casterly Rock until the fighting's done." "Once Em heard he was a lord, he had to come at once to claim his seat." Lady Jenna took a drink and wiped her mouth on her sleeve. "Your father should have granted us Dari. Cleos married one of the ploughman's daughters, you will recall. His grieving widow is furious that her sons were not granted her lord father's lands. Gatehouse Army is Dari only on her mother's side. My good daughter Jane is her aunt, a full sister to Lady Maria." "A younger sister," Jaime reminded her, "and Ty will have Riverrun, a greater prize than Dari." "A poisoned prize. House Dari is extinguished in the male line. House Tully is not. That muttonhead Sir Ryman puts a noose round Edmure's neck but will not hang him, and Rosalind Frey has a trout growing in her belly. My grandsons will never be secure in Riverrun so long as any Tully heir remains alive." She was not wrong, Jaime knew. "If Rosalind has a girl, she can wed Ty, provided old Lord Walder will consent." "Yes, I've thought of that. And a boy is just as likely, though. And his little cock would cloud the issue. And if Sir Brynden should survive this siege, he might be inclined to claim Riverrun in his own name, or in the name of young Robert Arryn." Jaime remembered little Robert from King's Landing, still sucking on his mother's teats at 4. "Arryn won't live long enough to breed. And why should the Lord of the Eyrie need Riverrun?" "Why does a man with 1 pot of gold need another? Men are greedy. Tywin should have granted Riverrun to Kevin and Dari to Em. I would have told him so if he had troubled to ask me. But when did your father ever consult with anyone but Kevin?" She sighed deeply. "I do not blame Kevin for wanting the safer seat for his own boy, mind you. I know him too well. What Kevin wants and what Lancel wants appear to be 2 different things. He told her of Lancel's decision to renounce his wife and lands and lordship to fight for the holy faith. If you still want Dari, write to Circe and make your case." Lady Jenna waved her cup in dismissal. "No, that horse has left the yard. Em has it in his pointed head that he will rule the Riverlands. And Lancel, I suppose we should have seen this coming from afar. A life protecting the High Septon is not so different from a life protecting the king, after all. Kevin will be wroth, I fear, as wroth as Tywin was when you got it in your head to take the white. At least Kevin still has Martin for an heir. He can marry him to Gatehouse Army in Lancel's place. 7 save us all." His aunt gave a sigh, and speaking of the 7, why would Circe permit the faith to arm again? Jaime shrugged. "I am certain she had reasons."